Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramon. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much, man. Slow day in sports so far. All the big stuff are going to go down later today. Like you said, off the air, the Yankees are playing.
The Angels right now.
Yep. And the Mets is going to play against... the Braves, right. The Braves later tonight. Of course, game three of the NBA Finals is gonna start later today as well.
Yep.
But we're going to lead off the show, tip off the show with a little NBA. Talk about the big news that happened in sports. I mean, we're going to kick off with Donnie Wall stepping down as the... GM of the New York Knicks, we're gonna talk about that momentarily. Then we're gonna talk about Game Two. I mean, I know the Game Two of the NBA Finals. I mean, that was history. That should be leading off. But hey, we're Knicks fans. You know, we're gonna talk about that first. Then we're gonna shift gears with baseball, and then and then we're gonna end it off with pro wrestling, aka sports entertainment, as we always do. And apparently, Foley is gonna—he's leaving TNA. So we'll discuss that at the end of the show and give a little summary of what went down in WWE, and TNA, I suppose, also. But let's get to the big news. Donnie Walsh, who the man who single-handedly, brought the Knicks back to respectability. According to him and Dolan, they mutually steps down from the team, and it's like we're back into square one again. It's like, who the heck is going to be the GM of the Knicks? I mean, Isaiah, the Knicks was when Isaiah, during the Isaiah Thomas dictatorship. I mean, we were in eighth place like for one day or two, and then he gave him a 3-year extension. And Donnie Walsh, he turned the team around. I mean, the team was over the cap. I mean, they had the highest payroll in NBA with a bunch of scrubby players. And Donnie Walsh literally rejuvenated the whole franchise, pretty much cleared out all the players that Isaiah drafted.
All the bums.
Yeah, pretty much all the bums. And resurrected the Knicks franchise, and barring any changes to the salary cap in the NBA, we should be able to acquire another superstar or a star player next year, hopefully. But Dolan, I mean, he just pretty much screwed the franchise out yet again. I mean, this guy is the ultimate Knick hater, but I'm gonna let you give your two cents in.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, according to Walsh, I should say, he's stepping down because he doesn't have the energy to continue on. But I think that's bull crap, because I mean,
yeah, for real.
I think it's Dolan must have said something, or Dolan didn't want him to
get that full power like he had.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but the Walsh brought back the Knicks. He brought the Knicks back to prominence again. I mean, the Knicks are actually this past season with Stoudemire and Carmelo, which was all Walsh, Donnie Walsh, not Dolan. Knicks were actually enjoyable. They gave you, I mean, they were good to watch again. They were interesting, Instead of those horrible Knicks that we watched for the last 10 years,
Yeah, man, I totally agree with you 100%. Donnie, the whole thing of him stepping down because he's 7 years old is BS. I think it was pretty much, he had lethal weaponitis, man. I think he was getting too old for this, I know he had some injury, he had some problems, he had to walk on a chair, but this guy, he's one of the brilliant minds in, in the NBA as an executive.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know they're still paying him, as a quote unquote consultant, this guy, I mean, now there's, instability again. Because who is Dolan going to pick as the next, DM, and
it better not be Isaiah. Isaiah doesn't want to be the vice president. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but then again, he said he didn't. He never says never, and he didn't burn any bridges. He might not have burned any bridges, but if Dolan had any brain cells in his inside his head, because I don't even think he has any brains. So I don't know if he would even have brain cells. But if he had any shred of, intelligence, he would have burned the whole castle, not only the bridge or the moat. He would have burned out. There would have been no way Isaiah could have came back. And then he tried to sneak Isaiah earlier, last summer, try to get him back as a consultant, even though he's still the head coach of FIU, a football college coach, but but the NBA vetoed that, and there's no way you could spin this that makes this look good, because Dolan, I mean, Donnie Walsh wanted, you know, full control. He didn't want Isaiah to be involved. He wanted to pick, you know, his successors, you know, as a GM, you know, like, accordingly to some rumors, you know, he's thinking about Mullen or Mark Jackson, maybe even Allen Houston, you know, but
those guys don't have any, they don't have any, like, experience general managing.
Well, yeah, well, Mullen does with Golden State, but I mean.
Well, yeah, Mullen does, but I mean.
Yeah, but he didn't really do anything, you know. Like to me, he hasn't done anything that's like, you know. I mean, Stan, I hear good reports about him that he's a good GM, but in his tenure as the Golden State Warriors, I haven't seen anything that just like, you know what I mean, like amazed me or wowed me. You know what I mean?
Bullshit. Pardon my French.
I mean, Knicks, I mean, man, I'm just, you know, this was days ago, this was Friday when they released this, and all the, you know, experts were saying that, you know, he's going to come back, you know, he's going to come back and stuff like that. But, you know, as the days went down, you know, when the original deadline went down, you know, I was, you know, I was uneasy. You know, I was like,
yeah.
You know, it ain't official yet. You know,
right.
So I was kind of getting scared, but once he said that he was stepping down, I was shocked because I don't know. You know, I felt, you know, I was afraid that he was going to leave, but then I was like, you know, he might come back. I mean, he should.
Yeah, you were optimistic that he was going to come back.
Yeah. So when I heard that, you know, that just, man, that was like a kick in the crotch, man. There's no, you know, polite way of saying it. It was just, you know, a shock, man.
Yeah, I hope the Knicks don't go backwards because of this, but, you know.
I know. It's just messed up. I just hope, you know, they could hire somebody. And the wrong guy went, man. I mean,
I know, it
I'd rather
D'Antoni. D'Antoni, yeah.
I'd rather D'Antoni leave than Walsh, man. Because D'Antoni don't coach any defense whatsoever.
Nope.
And what does Dolan care about anyway? You know, even when we sucked, you know, we kept selling out the Garden, you know, because people, you know, they got their, you know, free tickets to go to the Garden and, you know, at the corporate seats and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, they just wanted to be, you know, the celebrities wanted to be seen and at the Garden. Even though we're getting our butts blown out, you know, by 50 points or 30, whichever night it is. Everybody want to be seen. And now,
man,
you know, Dolan's never going to get this stupid team up.
Man, the next general manager that they get, he better be good, as good as Dolan.
Oh, he better
be. If they get,
be.
Like, someone that doesn't have any experience, I'm going to be pissed.
It better be somebody who looks like they give a damn, who actually... But I agree with you. Something like this, as serious as this, they can't trust it to a guy who doesn't have any experience. You know, I'm willing to take a chance on a guy who has no experience as a coach,
yeah,
as a head coach, but not as a GM. GM, if you pick a guy with no experience, you know, as a GM or scouting or something like that, man, you better make damn sure he's the right guy because we can't take. Two steps forward and then 10 steps back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this Knicks franchise is like on a treadmill, man. They just keep running, making bad decisions, running amok, and then they're not going anywhere.
Yep.
Now it's like we're going backwards. So they really gotta, you know, they really need to. Hopefully, I don't have any faith or trust in Dolan, so. I just gotta pray to God that, you know, whoever's the GM, you know, actually, you know, puts a championship caliber team. So.
Yeah, man, this past season it was a good season. You know, we made the playoffs, and you know, we got Carmelo, and that was all because of Walsh.
Yep.
We have to credit him for that.
And a funny thing is, you know, the rumors is that, you know, the Carmelo Anthony deal, we were in the driver's seat, but then Dolan undermined Walsh, and you know. Pretty much said that, you know, threw the whole team at them, and that's why we gave up, you know, the whole team, you know, to get Carmelo Anthony. So.
Wow, why the hell did he do that? So that was Dolan's fault.
That's the rumors I was hearing. I mean, I don't know. I'm an NBA insider or, you know, part of the organization, but you know the rumors I've been reading online and in the newspapers and TV is that Donnie Walsh was pretty much in the driver's seat. You know, he was going to give up that much, but then Dolan called up the owner of the Nuggets, Kroenke, and pretty much was saying that, he's the one that pretty much did the trade, to try to, pretty much put everybody on, nobody was untouchable, pretty much.
Dolan is a piece of work.
Yeah.
He is a piece of work.
I mean, this guy, I've never seen it. This guy is the biggest Knick hater of all time. I mean, I don't get it.
He's a freaking CEO.
I just don't get it. I mean, this guy literally does everything to piss off the Knicks fans.
Man,
this guy,
he's worse than freaking the Mets organization.
The Will Park. It is. Because at least, I know the Mets, they want to save money, and sometimes they spend the money irresponsibly too, give Jason Bay a huge contract. But they somewhat care about their image.
Yeah.
You know? But they don't spend the money wisely. I mean, but they care more about their image. This guy Dolan. I mean, he just literally does everything, just despite the media and the fans, just so he can look like he's a genius. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Asinine.
I don't even know what to say anymore about this team.
Like I said, it's the next general manager they get, he better be better or as good as Dolan. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm going down with the machete. Remember that guy who brought a machete? When WWE fired Mickey James?
I think that was you.
This time we bring to Knicks offices.
No, what they should do is bring Knicks City dancers. The Knicks City dancers should quit. They should resign. Because, I mean, they're the main attraction, before we got these star players. People only came to the Knicks to see the Knicks City dancers perform and to see celebrities that they'll never, meet in person or whatnot. Just so they can see them on TV. But hopefully the Knicks, I don't know, whether it's by purpose or by mistake, hopefully they can make the right decision and hire a good GM. Because I'll believe it when I see it.
We shall see.
And I guess we'll switch gears to NBA quickly. We're still in the NBA. Game two, man. That was just a magical game by the Mavericks, that comeback.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Mavericks to win.
I'm rooting for the Mavs too. And we know the Cavs fans are rooting for the Mavs because they have a Cavs for Mavs, I think, T-shirt and website. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, we're rooting for the Mavs. And in the halftime, man, it was like, Mavs was like, if you're watching the game, it looked like Mavs are controlling the game. And this was before they even had the 9-point lead. It looked like Mavs was blowing out the if you look at the way how the Mavs were playing, it looked like they were blowing out the Heat.
Yeah,
but when you look at all the stuff they were doing, they were just up by 9, and then that lead just dwindled. It was like they did all this stuff the way you would think it was a blowout, but the Heat was just toying with them, and every time the Heat scored, they act like they had the game winning shot. See LeBron James screaming like if he's Kevin Garnett or something.
Yeah.
And they're high-fiving people.
Yeah, high-fiving.
Hugging each other and all that stuff.
Acting like they already won it already.
I know. Yeah, like it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals or something.
That's what they get, man. I can't stand the Heat.
I can't stand the Heat either. And they're phony fans. and their phony fans who'd rather be at the beach than even watch the NBA game.
Yeah, I'm glad he lost.
They didn't even show up when he won the championship. When Mavs, the same Mavs team, you know, gave them the NBA championship, you know, when they were up 2-0 to the Heat. So, and when the Mavs were trailing, what was it, like by 10? I was like, man, they just let LeBron dunk on them easily. They was just scoring easy on them. It was like, I was like, man, this is over.
Yeah, it was like, you know, they weren't serious about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Dirk Nowitzki, man, he's been clutch all this postseason, man. He's been man.
Oh, yeah,
he made
no
some
doubt.
Key shots in that game, too.
Yeah, game two. It proves all the people, the doubters who thought he was soft. You know, I mean, maybe I was one of them. Maybe I was. Because, I mean, he is a seven-footer, but he doesn't, you know, he don't play center. You know, he's just, you know, he's a shooting guard or you know, so maybe I was one of the haters probably before this postseason. I mean, he was a very good player, but he's really elevating his game.
Yeah, this postseason, he's been great. Absolutely great. He deserves to win the championship.
Yeah, I hope he does. And, you know, it really showed the grit he has. You know, he was acting like the 86 Red Sox, you know, celebrating. The only thing they didn't do was bust out a champagne on the court. That's like the only thing they didn't do.
Yeah.
High-fiving people, hugging each other, jumping up and down, LeBron screaming like a lunatic. You know, it was sweet to see that collapse. I just hope, you know, now Mavs, I know this series is tied even, 1-1. But now you guys see the momentum is back to the Mavs. Mavs is home now. They're gonna play later tonight. So Mavs got to win tonight. Hold that momentum and hopefully win all these three games at home in Dallas, and don't force the game to shift back to Miami.
Yeah, they've been great at home. I don't think they've lost a game at home yet.
Heat or Mavs?
A Maverick.
Oh, yeah, because he just lost game two, so they finally, their 10-game, what was it, 10-game winning streak at home, they got snapped in the postseason. So hopefully Mavs win it.
Yep, these next three games will be at the Dallas Arena, so.
Yep.
Looking good for the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess shifting quickly, Mets, I mean, they haven't been playing well lately, but they did win yesterday. Earlier this week, they did have a huge comeback. They were trailing 7-0, and they came back and, you know, tied the game, and they won the game by the final score of 9-8. So it was like the second, I think, biggest comeback in Mets history. Came back 7-down. So congrats to the Mets there. To split the series of Pirates. They lost Friday to the Braves. I think they had a huge lead, and then they didn't have a huge lead. They had a 3-1 lead. And
sorry about that, Will.
Sound like there's an update in the Yankee game. And
yes.
Nick Swisher has just went deep 5-3 Yankees. The top of the eighth.
Yeah, he's been struggling this year, but, you know, it looks like lately he's been getting his swing back. So.
Yep.
It looks like he's getting his swing back. So.
Swisher's doing his thing. And we're going to talk about him and the Yankees in less than a minute. Exactly. Mets, they were, they won by the final score of 5-0 yesterday. Capped off by, they scored five runs, all the five runs in the seventh inning. Dylan G, he pitched spectacular, and he out-dueled Jair Jurgens of the Braves. They scored all five runs, and the highlight of that was Reyes hit the pretty much the a three-run triple, his tenth triple of the year, which lead the major. All of them have been at Citi Field thus far, and Reyes is having a huge year. Hopefully, they re-sign him.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a good year so far. Maybe he might make the All-Star game this year, possibly. No.
Probably. Last time I checked, I think he's trailing, I think, second or third in the shortstop balloting. But you know, this guy, he's reclaimed his title as the most exciting player in the game.
Yeah.
And if you look at his numbers, I mean, this guy, last time I checked, he's like fourth in total bases. And this guy only has one home run.
Yeah, he's been having a good year this year.
You look at all the other guys who are ahead of him or in the top ten of people with total bases, and they're all sluggers.
Right, right.
This guy is like singles, doubling, and tripling the opposition to death, and you know, hopefully Mets can re-sign him. That's the great news about it. Dylan G has been pitching great, also, and Ike Davis and David Wright, they're going to be gone for another 3 weeks, so they probably might be back when hopefully Santana comes back.
Right, right.
If they do come back, but
the Mets got to do something. They can't let Reyes go, man.
They do. They definitely do. They definitely need to keep Reyes. They got to keep Wright and try to spend money wisely and build, get some guys who can actually play and try to change, get this team to a championship-caliber level. Because right now, they're far away from respectability. But shifting gears to the other team in town, the Bronx Bombers.
The Bronx Bombers.
So they're doing their thing in Anaheim.
Last night we won with CeCe on the mound. CeCe had a great game. CeCe's like 7-3 now, man. He's like Cy Young this year.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. He won what, 20 last year, right?
I think so.
21, I think.
I'm not sure. Well, his first year, he definitely won 20, I think. Last year, I'm not sure. Or maybe opposite. Maybe he won like 19 his first year with us, or 21 last year.
I think so.
He's definitely been a great Yankee so far.
Yeah, he's doing what everybody expects him to do. He definitely catapulted the team, and even Colon, not too long, his other start, he pitched the shutout. He went old school.
Well, Colon was pitching today. Colon had a good game today.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's at least back-to-back games he's pitched well. I mean,
yeah.
For the most part, he's pitched well this whole year.
Yeah.
And Garcia also, for the most part. Especially that game against the Mets when R.A. beat him. But,
yeah.
But switching gears to, you know, WWE and TNA, Foley, he's in the storyline in TNA. He was the TV network executive that changed, you know, TNA Impact to Impact Wrestling for storyline purposes, and now he's apparently acting for his release. His contract was supposed to expire in September, and he doesn't like the way how, you know, TNA is treating him backstage, and so hopefully he'll return to WWE. Who knows? And I'm trying to remember what happened. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw SmackDown.
I did it.
You want me to spoil it for you, please?
Sure.
Well, Orton defended the title against Sheamus. 2-1. And Christian was the special guest referee. And at the end of the match, Christian turned heel by hitting him in the head with the title.
Oh, wow. I got to see a replay of that.
Christian's a heel again. And Tough Enough, which has been great all year, and tomorrow. Duke versus Adam. You guys got to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, I got
to. It views before the all-new Raw. And Karma, aka Awesome Kong, she confirmed it Monday that she's pregnant. So she will be gone for 9 months.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yep. Trying to remember. R2 has to apologize to Karma. They can maintain. That's going to be all tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Macaulay, for coming on the show. Peace, everybody.